Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, hour number three, massive news blitzes, continuing with masses of your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Got a phone line open for the first time in the show. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get back into the Army's own admitted report where they admit raping, torture, battery acid, everything, just stuff I can't even mention on air. Meanwhile, the neocons are out trying to lie, either saying it isn't true or saying it's good. I heard two national talk shows today say it's no big deal, ha ha ha, and the callers are calling and reporting that the locals are all copying their masters. The Nazis didn't brag about torture. We've broken new ground here with these sickos, and it's energizing the fake left wing. They see this, and then it's energizing the left wing, and the New World Order controls all this, and conservatism in America is being discredited, and that was the plan to begin with. This has been out for over a year, and now they're just telling you about it because the UN handover is about to happen, and they want to demonize America. Okay, I said loaded phones. We're going to continue with your calls here. We were going to let, I believe it's John in Texas, finish up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, one other little thing. They are giving the real conservatives bad names. I mean, they're muddying the water for everybody that's really sincere about their beliefs. Anyway, I wanted to say that I've always thought that the Social Security system is what was really meant by the 666 in the Bible, because you have to have that number to transact any kind of business, and they track you with it, et cetera, et cetera. And to me, that's what that 666 is.
And it becomes the mark of the beast when you have to have it at the store. The face scanning camera says you haven't paid a ticket, so the store clerk says, sorry, we can't sell you food. That's the official government statement. Now you can't fly if you haven't paid tickets. If you have bad credit, they're arresting you. This has been in the news in the last 7 days.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Lee in Colorado. Lee, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was watching TV the other night, and to my surprise, there was a little 87-minute movie on called Strip Search. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's got the only actor that I could see that I recognized was Glenn Close, and it's just unbelievable. It follows right along with the stuff that's in your videos, and I was thinking about sending you a copy of it, but I copied it.
Was the show saying it was all good, or
no? I just couldn't believe it. It was even on TV because it showed him interrogating an Arab guy from New York City. They drug him off with a hood over his head, and then it would switch back and forth to a girl that was in China or somewhere, and they did the same thing, and they was asking the same questions almost to him, and it was just unbelievable.
Well, that's the point. China's been doing this for a long time, and then they say, oh, well, it's to stop the terrorists.
Right.
Our government carried these attacks out. Taliban and al-Qaeda works for them. They protected the bin Ladens. They're in business with them. This is all admitted.
Right, right. And in the movie, they asked even, I just couldn't get over it because they asked the questions, the very things that are in your videos. And the guy says, what about my rights? How come I can't confront my my accusers? How come I don't get legal services? How long can you hold me? And they're just sitting there right there saying, we can hold you as long as it takes.
Well, the reason that it's the same thing in my videos is because that's what we videotaped the troops training to do before 9/11. And the Colonel Love, says the terrorists are about to attack, and we're going to do this when it happens.
Yeah, the thing that caught me off guard was, why is that even on TV? And then it just kind of hit me, like you talk about incrementalism and putting it forward in front of us a little bit at a time to get us used to that stuff. I'll send you a copy of it.
All right, please do that. I appreciate it. Strip Search with Glenn Close. Okay. All right, we'll come back and continue with your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Going to your calls quickly. What have you heard your local neocon ultra-socialist saying on the radio about torture?
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About once a week, I get on this radio show and I talk about the different national talk show hosts, and it's a bunch of them now, saying that if you disagree with the government, that somehow aids the terrorist, and you should be arrested, and we can't have these lazy, you know, traitors, us paying for them. We need to make them work. Forced labor camps. Let me say it again. That isn't on the air on thousands of radio stations for nothing. You know, this network has to fight and claw and do everything you can imagine to be on, you know, a couple hundred stations with all the shows combined. That garbage is all over the radio, all over TV, to warp and condition the minds of the people. And I would never be part of promoting something like that. In fact, I will actively stand up and fight against it because they are the traitors. I mean, they have destroyed their family names, everything that this country ever stood for. But America has to be destroyed, and this is all part of that process. America being used to secure the control of the resources for the big banks that control the UN and our government, and then they will be put up as the saviors. That's all that's going on here. It's very sophisticated, and this is their program. All right. Let's do this. Let's take five more calls, and I'll go back in the news, and five more calls, and back in the news. Let's go ahead and talk to Maureen in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to preface what I'm going to say with, I remember 15 years ago reading about how the Americans were going to be made to hate their government so that they would be willing to change over their form of government. And I'd say they are about there because I kind of hate it, too. It just
Well, here's the deal. They covertly changed us in 1913 with the Federal Reserve, 1930 with the War Powers Act, 1947 with the National Security Act, 2001 with the Patriot Act, 2002 with Homeland Security, fully to a military-industrial complex dictatorship with the illusion of voting, with the CIA now running most of the voting, no more voting, and then they blame the Constitution and say, oh, America's bad. We've been taken over by the New World Order, but on the surface, they're putting the red, white, and blue on it to fool people.
That makes sense. Hey, I put up a website that I'd appreciate it if I could have people go to. It's basically an attempt to stop the draft. It's called Drafted. It's www.draftedintoslavery.com. And
well, that's a great web address. And do you have people that tell you it's still a rumor after the draft boards have been set back up, getting ready for selective service for women, 12 different draft pieces of legislation for conscription, and still the yuppies laugh and say it doesn't exist?
Well, nobody can tell me that because I don't know what I'm doing on a website, so nobody will be able to contact me. No problem. It's just, it basically gives people information about call your Congress constantly, every day.
Well, here's the deal. They're going to vaporize a study or release smallpox and say, we got to do it. Now shut up and stop criticizing us. We're arresting those that criticize us. It's for the homeland. All we can do is expose who they are and what they're doing and how they are behind the terror. That's how we save lives and save this country.
Your Matrix of Evil video, that is awesome. I mean, I've got many of them, but the 911 and the Matrix of Evil so far, they're my favorites. Really good ones to give out to police.
So what response have you gotten from police that have seen it?
Actually, I gave one to a mayor, and then I've given the same ones to some police in his city, and I told the mayor that the police had it, the police that the mayor had it, and so they're all watching them before the other one contacts them to see what they think about them. But I haven't gotten any feedback. Well, actually, the mayor had watched two of them, and so had the one cop that I gave it to. I mean, if they've watched two, that's a real good sign.
That is. God bless you. Keep it up.
Thank you.
You bet. Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, Alec.
Hello, Danny.
First of all, I got a little bit of news for you, but I just wanted to let you know I signed up for Prison Planet TV a couple of weeks ago. Awesome. I love it. Thank you. It's great.
Well, thank you, because we need the support to pay for the bandwidth.
Well, I was wanting to ask you, I've got a restaurant down in Tennessee, and I've got several TVs, and I was going to put in a high-speed internet connection. And
yes, you're welcome to stream it in your restaurant, in your church, wherever.
Okay, good. I just didn't want to, you know, be robbing your...
No, that way you'll get the TV show every week. You'll get the special text reports.
Yeah, I love the weekly TV show. That's my favorite part.
Well, we're going to upload two of them this week. Most weeks you just get an hour. This week you got an hour and 20 minutes, but I'm going to put two more, one 45-minute and one 50-minute TV shows that I just did up there in the next few days.
Great, awesome. And I also wanted to let you know, if you remember, but I'm disabled and I can't hardly walk, and I spend about 10 hours a day researching the New World Order and stuff on the internet, and I've found about 100 different conditioning articles about Dukes being set off cities, and it seems to me like the articles are pointing towards it being blamed on Iran, and I was going to send all of them to you.
No, that's fine. Probably some I haven't seen, but I've seen most of them. And, yeah, they're going to nuke a city or dirty bomb a city or release smallpox, and then the jig is up, the balloon is gone up, and it's total martial law for your safety.
Did you watch the 10.5 miniseries on TV?
No.
Oh, it was... I taped it. I'll have to send you a copy of it.
I'm sure it's all how martial law is good for your safety.
FEMA's our savior, martial law saves the people. It's, you know, FEMA, the head of guys, FEMA sacrifices himself to save the people, and it's just an amazing conditioning thing. And I've always thought that they were going to set off a major quake in L.A. with HAARP anyway.
Oh, they can do that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Danny. Thanks for signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New Jersey.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just had two comments. One about the VX dumping that they're preparing to do in the river over here.
Yes, they're going to thousands and thousands of tons diluted with 5 million gallons of water dumping VX in the Delaware River.
Exactly, and I did some research, and actually, it's an the diluted substance is extremely dangerous still. It has three extreme neurotoxins.
Well, that's the craziness. They put sodium fluoride in the water. They put DU in the munitions, and now in concrete mix at the store. They take their toxic waste and say it's good and dump it in the water, and then if they catch you dumping motor oil in the gutter, you're going to get 5 years in prison.
Exactly, and one of these things is called EA-2192. And according to the Army's own documents, that's just VX in a lesser form.
Well, you know what? Are you working with Al-Qaeda? Because Al-Qaeda doesn't, talks about not dumping VX in the water.
I don't know. I'm also against the raid, so I guess I must be a secret operative.
Exactly. If you're against raping these Iraqi women in the prison, as the Army report admits, you're not a good American.
Yeah, that was the other point I just wanted to touch on. WorldNet Daily had a sort of a shill article on that saying, well, some of the pictures might not be true, so it's just our propaganda. Like what you're saying, there's truly...
And I said last week, if you heard Friday's show, they're going to put out fake news reports to then discredit all of them when the Army admits it and the people have confessed.
Yeah, the fact, and actually what's interesting is the website that was a, quote, legitimate porn site, which looked a lot like a snuff film area, has disappeared in the past day. So I don't know what that's about, but the bottom line is it's a fake debate because their own documents now admit to rape. So I just don't know.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. That's how they do it. Look. It's like the book Fortunate Son, when they killed the writer that wrote that about Bush and his cocaine use. They found one thing out of a huge 300-page book that wasn't exactly accurate. And then the media focused on that and then ignored all the other admitted stuff. That's how they do it. And a lot of times they'll put out the piece of disinfo. That's why we didn't post those. But the Army, I'm going to read that coming up in a few minutes. I've got a document on that, the Army's own document admitting it. Let's talk to Darren in California. Darren, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Calling in response to some comments that you made the other day on your broadcast about Amy Goodman and Democracy Now.
Well, yeah, they put out a lot of good information, but then they said the solution is the UN and world government, so it's part of a controlled paradigm.
Yeah, I think they're a fantastic broadcast, and I hear you, but I don't think we're all going to agree 100% as far as...
Well, sir, the UN is good. Look, the same people that run America run the UN, and they con you in this false left-right system.
All right, but, well, for example, I don't agree with abortion, and I'm for gun control. I mean, I'm not for gun control, but at the same time, they allow those voices to be heard, and I think they're broadcast. In other words, it would be better if more people, can you imagine if Amy Goodman replaced Scarborough, for example? You think we'd be all better off? Scarborough country.
I think short term, but that would only demonize one layer of the onion instead of going to the heart of the matter. Look, I have globalist white papers where they talk about, okay, there's a world government. We can't deny it anymore. We'll give them a choice between left-wing and right-wing world government. That's no choice at all.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you is that Amy Goodman only tells you part of the story.
Okay, well, how about, let's take an example like Michael Moore. He's right now he's working on a 9/11 cover-up documentary.
Well, really, I've talked to those that have been involved in it. He's only focusing on Bush and the Bin Ladens, not saying they were behind it. But even the whitewash film, Disney, is now blocking its release.
Yeah, that's I heard about that. Well, he might not get all the facts straight, but can you imagine the public interest it might create, like after seeing the documentary?
He doesn't not get the facts straight. He only says it's a small group doing it. Oh, it's the right-wingers.
But
he doesn't talk about Bill Clinton protecting Al-Qaeda.
You think people might get interested in the subject that they end up online researching it, and eventually they end up at InfoWars.com?
Obviously the film is going to be overall a good work because Disney's blocking its release.
Yeah, I hear you. I guess I just, if we don't 100% agree with all these independent media, I just think we should
stand
together.
Hold on a minute.
All right?
If I don't agree with them, I'm going to tell you what I disagree with them about.
Okay, I hear you.
See, that's all we're doing. Thanks for the call. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to cover news for about 10, 15 minutes, and then the last 20 minutes of the broadcast, I want to take about 15 phone calls. The toll-free number to join us, if you want to go ahead and get lined up on the lines we've got open, is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. What's a bigger story? The torture, the rape of these people, or the sickening globalist minions posing as conservatives saying it's good? This is so warped. And then they'll try to have these little mind games with you. Well, what if there was a bomb going to go off? And I've heard this on the news. And a guy knew, should you torture him? But see, the point is they're just grabbing women, children, you name it. The government's behind the terrorism, people. We've been caught them hundreds of times. Now, this is the U.S. Army report on Iraqi prisoner abuse. Complete text of the Article 15-6 investigation of the 800th Military Police Brigade by Major General Antonio M. Taguba. And it is the exact text of it. We have it on the websites. In case they take this down, Paul, I want to put it up in our own format, not just MSNBC. Through page 15 through page 20, they have Part 1, Detainee Abuse Findings Recommendations. And it's a 55-page report. I only read about 30 pages of it this morning. I'll have read the whole thing by tomorrow. And woke up and saw this on MSNBC. And so the neocons are saying there's no rape, no torture, it's all made up. Or they're saying, sometimes in the same breath, that it's good. So more double thinking for you. Now let's go into the findings. I find that the intentional abuse of these detainees by military police personnel included the following acts: punching, slapping, and kicking detainees, jumping on their naked feet, videotaping and photography of naked male and female detainees. And again, this is a whitewash, folks. Forcibly arranging detainees in various sexual explicit positions and photographing them. What's the big deal? That's good, hey. Forcing detainees to remove their clothing and keeping them naked for several days at a time. Forcing naked male detainees to wear women's underwear. Forcing groups of male detainees to masturbate themselves while being photographed and videotaped. It gets worse and worse. Arranging naked male detainees in a pile and then jumping on them. Also making them give each other... I'm not going to get into it. Positioning a naked detainee on an MRE box with a sandbag on his head and attaching wires to his fingers, toes, genitalia, and electrical torture. Now, by the way, we have it, they're actually electrocuting him, but they just say what they get from the photos. So they say simulating electrical torture, which our government for 50 years has trained people how to do at the School of America's at Georgia. So, it's just amazing. Writing, "I am a rapist," on the leg of a detainee. Placing a dog chain or strap around a naked detainee's neck and having a female soldier pose for a picture. A male member, military police officer having sex with a female detainee. Now, KS of page 17 is very important. Because that's rape. When a jail guard forces sex on somebody, when that happens, it's called rape. It's called rape, rape, rape. A male MP guard having sex with a female detainee. Why don't you just say rape? Using military working dogs without muzzles to intimidate and frighten detainees, and in at least one case, biting and severely injuring a detainee. And they have the evidence, too. There's photos of all this. We've only seen, what, five photos that they'll show us? The CD that was given by the military grunts who were angry about this to CBS has all this on it. And then they get into the second page of stuff here. And I can't read some of this on air, despite the fact that it's mainstream news on MSNBC. I won't read some of this, but I can read some. Breaking chemical lights and pouring the phosphoric liquid on detainees. Acid. Phosphoric acid. Threatening detainees with a loaded 9mm pistol. Pouring cold water on naked detainees. Beating detainees with a broom handle and a chair. And I heard the talk show host say, good. You know, what's the big deal? Threatening male detainees with rape. Allowing a military police guard to stitch a wound of a detainee who was injured after being slammed against the wall in his cell. So they did it with no deadening, by the way. Sodomizing a detainee with a chemical light and perhaps a broomstick. They learned that in the New York PD. Using military working dogs to frighten, and it goes on and on. Page after page after page after page after page. Only one of 32 camps that we know of in Iraq. Military intelligence running the whole thing. Raping women.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me blitz through a bunch of news and information, then we'll go to Greg and Tom and Betty and Justin and Kelly and many others that are patiently holding. Yesterday, there was an article out of Florida. Jeb Bush signed a law making it a third-degree felony in his state to run an unlicensed FM or AM radio station. They claim that terrorists could use it to jam emergency signals. I mean, how ridiculous are... Oh, it might cause air traffic problems. Folks, I have family who are pilots. The air traffic band is on FM isn't on the same band as the AM and FM band. Sometimes 100,000-watt FM transmitters are off and do interfere with one channel. They just switch to the next. But see, now everything's terrorism. Everything has to... No, it's the First Amendment coming across. Micro FM was used to fight the Soviets. It was used to fight people down in Latin America. Our own governments used it. But no, we just can't have that. Now, that's only in Florida, where there are just hundreds of unlicensed stations that have become quite popular. And until the early 80s, it was totally legal to have one of these, and then it became a civil problem. But people actually wanted to use it. They said, oh, no, you can't do that. So, you know, you can only have two companies owning all the radio stations. It's basically the moral of the story. They also want to ban 50 caliber rifles that have only been used in one crime in U.S. history. Former military officer used one to rob an armored truck. One crime in U.S. history. Didn't matter. I don't care if it was used in a million crimes. You don't take my right away. But the Democrats and the television shows advertise it as a weapon of mass destruction, advertise how to use it as a terrorist, hoping some nutcase does it. Every day it's an advertisement of how to, you know, how to do something criminal. And these bills won't just ban 50 cal. They've also got all these bills at the state level to ban stuff down to 308. Moran introduces bill to ban high-powered rifles. They're high-powered guns that can down an airplane from up to a mile away. Yeah, one shot of a million. So could a 22. And a Northern Virginia lawmaker wants to make sure they don't fall into the wrong hands. Representative Jim Moran, Democrat from Virginia, said Monday he's introducing legislation that would ban the commercial sale of 50 caliber rifles. Backers of the bill said the weapons are easily attainable and less regulated than common handguns. That's not true. And then on top of it, it says, speaking near the train tracks within view of the U.S. Capitol Dome, Moran said terrorists could fire a gun on a rail car carrying hazardous cargo through the heart of the nation. They then say that Moran said Al-Qaeda is known to have purchased 25 of the rifles. You know what? We actually have the purchase order from that in the late 1980s, 1987, where hundreds of them, not 25, were sold to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda by, guess who? The Central Intelligence Agency. I mean, oh, so now you've got to be punished for that. And Tom Diaz, an analyst at the Violence Policy Center, who said they're going to get all our guns, by the way, estimates that there are thousands in circulation. The guns have turned up in arms caches of militia groups and drug dealers. Oh, my goodness. And the National Rifle Association said that the guns are used for hunting big game and for marksmanship competitions, among other purposes, and that's true. The legislation is an attempt to play on people's emotions, he said. Oh, my goodness. And it says this is a continuation of a trend started by gun ban groups and politicians to try and exploit the tragedy of 9/11 to further their failing agenda on gun control. And Aldernadam, that's his name, predicted that terrorists would be able to skirt such a law because they do not follow laws or leave paper trails. That's true. Plus, the government controls the terrorists. There's a poll. Terror attack to boost Bush out of the Connecticut Post. And I've always said this. I mean, the terrorists, if they were real terrorists, know that blowing something up only helps their enemies. Why would they do it? Because they're CIA. And it said would-be terrorists might want to think again if they plan to try to hurt President Bush's politically by staging a pre-election attack. A new nationwide poll conducted by the Sacred Heart University Polling Institute suggests more people think it would be Bush, not the U.S. Senator John Kerry, whose election chances would get a boost from a terrorist act on U.S. soil just prior to November elections. They don't have to blow something up. They control the voting machines. Sides of Kerry wins, it's a skull and bones cousin of Bush. Perhaps that is because 52.5% of the same respondents say Bush would be better at understanding the worldwide terror threat. I would agree, takes one to know one. Also, 48.8% say Bush has a better shot at finding Osama bin Laden, his business partner. I mean, come on, people. People want someone they can relate to, someone who's down to earth, who's like them, said Lindsay, who we were looking to find out a little more about the general perception. Oh, please. Poison oozes into the water supply. This out of the Arizona Republic. You need to call and get a big murky, folks. Stop drinking the poison. From the Colorado River to the North Phoenix explosives firm has been seeping into Arizona's water supply. Let me read that again. From the Colorado River to a North Phoenix explosives firm, poison has been seeping into Arizona's water supply. Now it has flown due to attention of state officials who on Tuesday announced a task force to track the amount of the contaminant in Arizona's water supplies. The effort by four state agencies could create the state's first ever standard for testing for the chemical, a component of rocket fuel that has been shown to inhibit the function of the thyroid gland. Boy, isn't it funny, sodium fluoride, rocket fuel, all this stuff inhibits the thyroid gland. The state has set up 14 ppb at the health base guidance level but has no standard. It's possible the task force could recommend a standard, Owen said. It's just every day it's something new in the water, folks. If you're drinking tap water, you're totally insane. And all bottled water is, in most cases, is filtered, not purified, tap water. Call New Millennium Concepts. Tell them you want a Big Berkey, the best system out there. They got so many other items. Give them a call. 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. Or you can order via our secure shopping cart at Infowars.com. Disney forbidding distribution of film that criticizes Bush, New York Times reporting. The Walt Disney Company is blocking its Miramax division from distributing a new documentary by Michael Moore that harshly criticizes President Bush. Executives at both Disney and Miramax said Tuesday. The film Fahrenheit 9/11 links Mr. Bush and prominent Saudis, including the family of Osama bin Laden, and criticizes Mr. Bush's actions before and after September 11th terror attacks. Disney, which bought Miramax more than a decade ago, has contractual agreement with Miramax principals. Bob and Harvey Weinstein, allowing it to prevent the company from distributing films under certain circumstances like an excessive budget or an NC-17 rating. Executives at Miramax, who became principal investors in Mr. Moore's project last spring, do not believe this is one of those cases. People involved in the production of the film said, if a compromise is not reached, these people said, the matter could go to meltdown through neither side is said to want to travel that realm. In a statement, Matthew Hiltzik, a spokesman for Miramax, said, we're discussing the issue with Disney. We're looking at all of our options and look forward to resolving this amicably. Yeah, after Michael Moore cuts out anything that's too damaging. Marines arrive in Morgantown. This out of the Dominion Post. Arriving in waves over the past few days, the last of 1,700 Marines of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, washed into Camp Dawson last night. The MEU is a special operations unit made up of 2,200 soldiers that perform classified covert missions for the U.S. government. I have video of them training to take your guns and admitting it's for U.S. citizens in Police State 2000 and Police State 2, the takeover. For about the next 3 weeks, the Marines will flood abandoned buildings, blowing them up, in downtown Morgantown, downtown Fairmont, and surrounding areas to simulate urban combat situations they could encounter on deployment. By the way, sometimes they set up checkpoints and arrest citizens. We have video of that. When they hit the streets, the Marines will be wearing full combat gear, hopping in and out of helicopters as part of their exercises. By the way, helicopters have crashed, troops have died, and then it's a minor footnote in the newspaper when it happens in other cities. Morgantown residents, they also fired bullets into a Miami restaurant, crashed a helicopter in Houston. Morgantown residents will also hear gunshots, most of which will be blanks, most of which. Any live ammunition will be fired very sparingly into bullet traps that will catch the shell and prevent it from exploding. This is admitted, the Army admits, and the Navy admits, for conditioning. We're working very closely with the city government and the staff of Camp Davidson to make sure this training goes smoothly as possible. They do this in every city. There's going to be CH-46, Sea Knights, CH-53 helicopters to transport vehicles, Cobra helicopters to provide artillery and ammunition to the soldiers during the drills, and it goes on and on. More conditioning. Court records, undocumented workers go into Navy base. Daily press reports, some illegal immigrants, including members of the violent Salvadoran gang, got into the world's largest naval base to conduct work federal investigations, alleged in court documents. Well, yeah, if you're not an illegal alien, you can't get a government job nowadays. That's just some of it. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls, and I'll hit some more news. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, call in at 1-800-259-9231. Greg in Texas, go ahead.
Love the work you're doing. I just had a question with the TV, Prison Planet. For passing the word, how come you use require so much user information? More people might be inclined if they were felt anonymous. And otherwise, another question about Berkey. Isn't that also a filter?
Well, no. You can say it filters water, but this is a purification level certified. There's very few that are purifiers that can actually be called a purifier. don't think, see, a filter just has to, quote, filter the water to a certain standard. A purifier cuts it all out.
Oh, so the degree of how clean it gets.
Yeah, and let me go back to PrisonPlanet.tv. The problem with giving your secure data is that companies, pizza places, Walmart, others, they sell it. We have never sold one piece of information. If you want to buy a video by mail, you don't, you know, go in our file. But we keep everything for a couple months, so if somebody doesn't get a tape or doesn't like what they got, we can make sure they ordered, send them another one. I mean, this is just modern society. And to have a certified secure server, it's all on our server, big firewalls, all that stuff, to go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's a secure server. We have to make sure it's your credit card, sir.
All right, keep up the good work.
All right, I appreciate it. I mean, have you ever bought anything on the Internet before? I mean, that's the question. I would hope that everybody would buy the videos. You can call toll-free to get them. You can write to us. You can order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. I'm not trying to hide from the New World Order. I'm out in the open being bold. When I point out their surveillance, I'm showing the cashless society control grid going in where they'll face scan you at the grocery store, and if you haven't paid your tickets, your credit card isn't going to work. That's what we're pointing out. We're not trying to creep around and hide from the New World Order, though you have total privacy when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I meant to plug that, so I might as well do it. It's 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. We had to do this because we now had to order even another server, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month. When you get 20 million visitors a month, it gets very expensive. We want to offer video and audio and all this, but we can offer some of it for free, about half of it for free. But if you want some of the exclusive stuff, weekly TV reports, the high bandwidth stuff, you got to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's a great deal, and I hope you'll go sign up with it. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Tom in Portland, Oregon. Tom, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I wanted to comment on a gentleman you had last week, the lawyer from Portland that was that had the 76-year-old lady that was tasered. And
the 95-year-old mother brutally attacked, yes.
Well, the gentleman that was killed here in Portland about 3 weeks ago for not putting on his right-hand blinker, 24 seconds into the stop.
And they also just blew away a pregnant woman.
Oh, yeah.
Who got her hands up.
Kendra James. Well, anyway, the cop, Jason Siri, that killed this gentleman, Juan Perez, here about 3 weeks ago, they also stunned him after they shot him three times in the chest. They gave him a stun gun for 3 minutes, and the stun gun has a recording device on it. That's the only reason they knew about that.
Well, that was to make sure they die, because if they don't die, they can then sue you.
Oh, no doubt about it. But anyway, 1 week after that happens, after that incident, there's a grand jury investigating whether they're going to indict Siri on murder, which, of course, they didn't. But anyway, they made him a top cop of the year, is what he got. Why he was being under investigation by a grand jury.
No, I know. No, because if you're a criminal, if you're a thug, you get top cop.
And also, Amy Goodman is coming into Portland on Saturday, and I'm going to be able to ask her a few questions. If you had a chance to speak to her, what would you like to ask her?
Well, I'd tell her, why don't you talk about Mayor Willie Brown being told not to fly, because he's a liberal like you. Why won't you talk? You know, why are you for taking our guns when Hitler was for gun control? Why don't you tell the whole story? Don't you know big government is a tool of the big corporations?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Alex, and thank you for all your work, and thank you for Prison Planet TV. It's great stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, you signed up at PrisonPlanet.tv?
Yeah, I just signed up for the monthly because I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to have internet. I have to move here.
Well, I appreciate you. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's really nice so far. Yeah, it's really nice. You know, we've got to give it a little more time because I'm sure it's going to get really, really nice here in just a matter of a month or two when you get some more material going on there, but there's a lot to get on there, and for the price, you can't beat it.
All right. Well, thank you for the
support.
Thanks for the support, Tom.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Have a good day now.
Take care, my friend. Betsy in Florida. Betsy, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. It is really a pleasure to talk to you. I just want you to know in brief that my husband just got elected mayor of our city.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and what started it all was me. I'm a disabled person, and I just want to let people out there know one person can change a lot. Even with a disability.
What is your town?
We live in Callaway, Florida, which is in the Panhandle. And what happened was in December, we got a notice about our water. and found out that it had halocetic acid in it. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And, of course, other toxins. I did everything I could to get all kinds of information, and I got a lot of cooperation at the state level. But when it came down to our local people, they didn't want to talk. They didn't want to put it on the news. They didn't want to put it on our agenda. And I got very suspicious. And basically, I got a lot of flack. So that's what started me thinking of running for office myself, but because of my disability, I couldn't do it.
And so your husband ran and won.
And he won.
Obviously, you don't have the Diebold voting machines.
I don't think so. But I wanted to ask you about putting, reaffirming the Bill of Rights in our town, how you go about doing that.
Okay, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back, then we'll go to Justin and Kelly, try to get a few final calls in as well. And I'm glad people are signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central. Thanks for joining us. We're talking to Betsy in Florida. And I'm telling you, the power is at the county and city level. And that's where we've got to take over and get elected. And you take a hot issue like this that everybody's concerned about, you can really change things. So your husband's been elected mayor. Go to InfoWars.com and go to the Patriot Act section. We've got my Save the Bill of Rights campaign law that I wrote that a lot of towns have passed. There's a bunch of other versions out there. And get it introduced to the city council and get them to vote on it and pass it.
Now, do you do that by a petition from the people?
Well, that's always nice, but no. a petition is to the mayor to bring that forward. Your husband's the mayor. He can bring it to the council and then have them vote on it.
Okay. I also wanted to know, Alex, do you go around the country giving speeches?
No, I don't. I mean, I do three or four radio interviews every day. I do this show. I do TV shows. I do films. Also in a couple movies. So that's what I do. I just sit here in Austin, Texas. Sometimes I travel. I get offers every week, and I appreciate all the offers, but I just can't do it.
Well, thank you for everything you've done, and God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I can travel 2,000 miles to talk to 1,000 people, or I can talk to millions every day. It's a cost-benefit analysis. I love to travel. I traveled a lot before I was a talk show host. Had some nice vacations, but not anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Ohio. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I love your show, and I wish we had you on here in Columbus. My question for you, after watching the 9/11 Road to Tyranny and noticing how, like, a lot of the individuals said that, you have a document that a lot of individuals said there were extra explosions apart from the supposed bombing by Timothy McVeigh as well as the airliners. What do you see is going on with the Statue of Liberty? I mean, the Statue of Liberty has been closed since 9/11. And my thinking is that where would another terrorist attack be that would get people to give up all their rights? I mean, what more symbolic or sentimental item in the country would get people to give up their rights other than an attack on the Statue of Liberty?
I would agree that the globalists would love to do that, but I don't like to say where they're going to attack next. I know Larry Silverstein, who owned the World Trade Center complex, just bought the Sears Tower. They're saying that's a big target. But I just don't know where they're going to strike next. You know, it's like, where is a serial killer going to strike next?
Yeah,
I know the serial killer is going to strike.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But thinking about why is the Statue of Liberty still closed? And it has been closed since September 11th.
And about 10 years ago, they redid it before.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no rational reason why the Statue of Liberty is closed. And it would just lead me to believe that something's going on there. Maybe I'm just looking into it too much. I don't know, but...
We'll check into it, Justin. Call me back. We'll talk more about it. Last caller, Kelly in Ohio. Kelly, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. I'd like to say hello and make one comment and two brief questions. Three, actually, if you don't mind. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. My one comment is I appreciate Prison Planet. I think it's got great material on it, and I plan on becoming a member to support you. And not only are you an asset to America, but really the future of humankind. Because this thing's on such a grand scale. And on that, I'd like to move on to my question.
Okay.
My first question is this. Do you think that the Iraqis are not only fighting for their future, but everybody around the world as well? Because it seems like that is a stronghold for the globalists, as you put it.
They're saying they're going to use it as a military launch base. And certainly they plan to go into other countries after they're done there. But it's just a bad situation all the way around. Go ahead and finish.
But without that, I mean, you know, without establishing that, they couldn't further their agenda, could they?
Well, with the national draft and a few million more people, after they blow something else up, they probably will move into other countries. But for the time being, I agree with you.
My second question is, what do you think the time frame is on the final implementation of a new world, of them implementing the new world order?
You mean going to the next level?
Could be right implementing the final phase.
Okay, I'm out of time. Right before the election or right after the election, it's going to escalate. We'll see you back tonight.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.